This is the beginning of Miss Thayer's visit. It's Thursday, the 8th of October, 1970. Thursday morning, the 8th of October, 1970. Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. And beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of October, 1970. 8th of October, 1970. Beginning of Miss Daisy's visit. Thursday morning, Channel 2 over. Thursday morning, the 8th of October, 1970. Channel 2 over. It's Channel 2 over. And the beginning of Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 8th of October, 1970.
Well, you didn't have to go so early this morning.
No. This is a better morning than Tuesday. Have a little of this again.
Right.
Have a little Gatorade now.
Oh, it's nice. Where's he working?
I don't know where he is right now. He'll be in. You think need to be watered the most?
Me.
What are the flowers that need to be watered the most?
Well, I watered that plant like this. She says hollyhock, but I don't think so. You know, all hollyhocks I ever know, they grow straight up and have blooms around. I never see one spread like that thing. And I watered my gardenias and things like that. So try to keep them alive.
Where did you get that hollyhock plant?
From George Mitchell's wife. George Mitchell's wife gave me that thing. I passed there and he got one down there by his chicken yard. And the little house the chicken roost is in, that thing just covers it. And the bloom be just full of bloom. So I passed that one day. And I said, Marty, I said, I want some plant of that thing. I said, that's the prettiest thing I believe I ever see. She said, you can get all the plants you want. Said, cause it sure has a plenty of them. So she went out there and she pulled me up, I think, 4. I said, well, this is enough. I said, if it's going to grow that big, I said, I ain't got room for no more. So all died but that one. It was in the summertime and it's so hot, so that one lived. Well, when it bloomed, it dropped seeds. And I had 2 seeds to come up. So I don't know what become of one. I set out 2 plants and I went back there to water. And I ain't see. But I don't know who did, but somebody pulled it out.
Oh.
I had just two. But I'm thankful for that one. Look like that's most more than I can take care of. And but I think it's pretty.
Yeah. Is it just the one color?
Just the one color. That's all I've seen, just that one color. You know, most of the plants, they have two or three colors, but it don't have but just one. Well, when you're hearing from the folks?
We hear ever so often, mother's just fine.
Good.
They ask about you.
Yeah, I'm glad they think about me. I think about them a lot. And your sister, I just thinks about her all the time. Well, every now and then, you see, somebody will ask me about her.
Good morning.
It wasn't the church. Well, they'll ask me, well, I heard you had a white woman with you to church. I said, I did. Well, how you do that? I said, we just got together and done it.
Oh, sure.
Well, she remembers that. Where did Miss Bessie get her plant like yours?
I don't know.
You don't? But it is like yours.
It's just like it.
Mm-hmm.
What plant's that,
Fred? They call it a hollyhock. That
this will call it that.
I haven't seen any hollyhocks down there.
I ain't seen. But I don't know.
Well, did Miss Martha call it a hollyhock?
No, she didn't. She said she didn't rightly know what it was. She said, I don't know its name. But she have a friend in Miami. And she was down there, and he had some. And she said she's talking about to so good. He told her, said, when I get some plants, I'll send you some. So he sent it to her. That's where she got it from. And I guess he know the name, but if he told her, she forgot it. She told me, say, you can have all you want, but I don't know the name.
Oh, we had, you had hollyhocks up in Georgia.
All I ever, see, they grow straight up.
Yeah, just one stalk.
Just one stalk.
Yeah. Oh, I do like them.
I think they're so pretty. But I never could get none of them to grow over there. I'll sit them out there times after time. And they stay there a little while and they die. So I quit.
Well, now, they're like these elephant ears and those ground plants out there. They stay a year or two and they get rooted better, don't they?
Yes, sir. Something happens to them.
We used to have hollyhocks. Goodness. And you didn't have to cultivate hollyhocks.
No, sir.
Are you watering? Are you watering your flowers now?
Yes, sir. I had to water a few.
You mean, is that dry?
Dry? You must ain't been out. Oh, you've been on the grass all the time. That's when you don't know how dry it is. It's so it's that dry.
It really getting dry.
It's done got dry. Oh, there.
Yeah.
And up there where I work at, they got water all over the yard. Just about You see, they got hose pipe and sprinklers all around it.
Buried.
Yes, they watered. Watered all day yesterday. When I went there, they had the water on. Well, when I left, the water was still on. You see, they move it from place to place.
Oh, do they?
They're trying to save their grass.
Oh.
That's what they trying to do. Save their grass. But you know, the well he had, he said it was too small to take care of the yard in a dry season.
Yeah.
So he had him a bigger well dug. So I guess his folding it. It was folding it all day. He said the water was on when I went there. When I left there, the water was still on. It wasn't why she go out and move it. See, he was on the farm yesterday.
Miss Daisy, I'm gonna put in some rye down there.
Gonna put in what?
Some rye. The calves. And I went down there with a harrow, and I thought I'd make a round or two and you know, salt up the ground and plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, some of the ground was sandy, and you can cut that.
Mm-hmm.
But half of it was so hard, I couldn't cut it with a
knife. I know what you mean. There's some places over there on this side next to the, and all around to that kitchen. It ain't nothing but clay.
Yeah.
In a time like this, you can't get in it.
Hard. No.
It's so hard, as hard as a brick.
I'd be herring along there, you see, and the hare would be getting down in that sandy place and get to one of them hard places,
mm-hmm.
and get up on it and start rattling like a wagon. Yes, sir. Didn't nobody have to tell you when you got there? You could just hear it.
Oh, no. Hit a tent. When you get to it, he'll take it.
Yeah.
When I get to it, he tells me I'm too hard. I quit.
Well, now, you had a nice cool spell. Did you like that?
Oh, yes, sir. I loved it, that. I think we're going to have another before we have a rain. Mm-hmm. I think somebody gets the rain and he gets the cool breeze off it. It'd be cloudy, round. I thought sure we'd have had a little shower yesterday, even late last night.
And well, it rained 2 or 3 inches over in Tallahassee.
Did.
That's what the radio said.
And we didn't get a bit.
Not even, didn't even drip, did it?
Well, I guess when our time come, we'll get it. We can want all we want, but we can't make it go. We have to wait till it do.
We just might as well sit down and quit fidgeting, hadn't we?
That's right.
Oh, water. Do as much water in as you can. No, I never did put the rye in. I didn't get it. I didn't get the ground cut enough.
That's right.
Wouldn't grow. You need what they call a seed bed, don't you? Where you gonna plant something like that?
Yes, I see them have seed beds.
You need it needs to be cut up for 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. I don't try to plant nothing. I used to plant, but I take my hoe and dig up my rows and fix up my ground. Me and my children.
Yeah.
But now I can't do it and I ain't got no children to do it, and so I just let it alone. Doris, she plants a little sometime. She planted a few peas and they got a few sweet potatoes out.
Yeah.
down there. I think she had 8 rolls of peas. And I think they bared pretty good, but they about give out now. Nah, it's so dry. Day before yesterday, she picked a crate almost off of there. And that was about the 3rd picking she got off of them 8 rolls.
Wow.
She pick them, and then I helped shell them. And she put them up. And I get rid of some, I'll go to her house and get them.
Well, now, how did she put them up?
Well, she kind of heat them, just let them kind of come to a ball.
Yeah.
And put them up. She used to put them in jars, but now she put them in plastic bags.
Yeah.
And they kind of cool and put them in.
Oh. Freezes them.
And some put them in her icebox. They stay right there. Put some in hers and some in mine. And she put them in mine. If I get rid of some, I don't have to go down there. I get them out of my box.
You've lived by yourself before, Miss Daisy.
Yes, sir.
You haven't always had a house full there with you.
No, sir. I've lived by myself a long time.
That spoils you.
Well, you see, that's why it don't worry me to stay by myself. And it don't worry me about being gone. When we first married, you see, he would work home all the season, planting, giving, all that. But when the cotton got light and scarce, well, then he'd leave home. He'd stay away from home 3 and 4 weeks, 5 weeks at a time. He would go off to a sawmill or something like that and work like that. He'd be gone 4 and 5 weeks. There wasn't we didn't have no children. That was just after we married. So I'm used to him staying off. As I tell him, well, I don't see how you let him. I said, he always stayed when he got ready. Come when it please. But I don't like for him to try to stay off and work now like he did then. Because
he's just used to it. That's why he does it. He's always done it, hasn't he?
Well, I guess so, Mr. Miles.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
No, I didn't either.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no. When work gets light at home, he just picks up and leaves home.
That's right. And he don't get no work to do. He've always done. When we didn't have a child, he would go off and stay 3 and 4 and 5 weeks. But whilst he was gone, he didn't forget me. He'd always send me money. By the time he thought what he left there was out, well, then he'd send me some more. Well, we had a fireplace house we lived in then. We didn't have a heater. But down on the farm, he'd get some of. Well, he just had one man that he would get to keep me wood, cut my wood, keep me wood, or bring things from the stove for me, or do anything what I need to be done while he was gone. And this man was very nice and careful about doing it. He'd come by and, well, Daisy, you need anything? You want some wood in? I said, no, I got in my wood. It did it. Thank you. He said, well, you got any kindling? And I said, I've got a little bit. He said, Ring, I better split up your song. He bring it in. Well, you see, Ben would pay him. When he come, he pay him for what he do. But he was so nice about doing things for me. So I ain't lonesome. I'm used to it.
That one of your neighbors?
Yes, that was one of the neighbors down the place. Well, him and Ben, they always went together. You know, like some folks do, they just have certain folks to be with all the time. They're going places, well, I want so-and-so to go with me. So that's the way they live.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, isn't it?
I had a plenty to eat and everything. I didn't suffer and I didn't worry. So I don't worry about him now, no more than I feel like this. Since he's got old and health bad and all, and I think he ought to stay home. But he don't. And then another thing, if he's working, he just started. He ain't been working. He ain't been doing nothing.
Oh, really?
Since he's been down here. Well, I feel like he could have been home, sitting down, doing nothing, paying no board.
Yeah.
And been better off in years down there, doing no work and paying board. He have to pay to stay there.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay nothing to stay home.
Sure.
But he used to staying away.
Yes.
Well, that comes from a long time back, doesn't it?
Oh,
and
yes,
he always
ma'am.
Went
when
where
we,
he was.
When we first married, he done that. Well, but one thing he always did. He took care of me.
But David, I just don't understand how it is. People up in Georgia, they liked it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to leave, couldn't make a living.
Mm-hmm.
They come down to Florida, and there's more money down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why there should be. It's just the same as it is up in Georgia.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. You had to work for what you got there, and you got to work for what you get here. Well, now, some folks, they don't like Georgia. They don't even like the name.
No.
But I like Georgia. All right. I said, I was born and raised in Georgia. And started my family there. My children were small when they come here, but you know I stayed in Georgia a long time. Well, I never suffered while I was there. We were. We had some money. But one thing about it, in Georgia there was no more staff way together to get no money out of. Most of the folks, they did their own work, own housework there. They didn't have no maids much. Just want somebody to come in now and then. Yeah. But if you got your food, you don't need so much money. Because you don't have so much to buy. Well, we had our own homes, we had our car, we had our garden, we had our comb, make our own meal, because we bought flour. Well, I don't remember making no flour, but I hear some of them say they did, but I didn't know, see that. But I see meal and grits. And they'd carry corn to the mill, wherever they carried it. They'd make so much of meal and so much grits. And them grits was better than these you buy.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about that, do you? Well, I do. I'd eat them. We raised the corn. We shook it and shell it. Put it in bags and send it to the mill. The men folks would carry it to the mill too. Sometime they'd go once a month. Sometime they'd go twice. Well, now just maybe you had to go. You didn't go that time when I went. Well, you had to go this time. I ain't got to go this time, but I'll go along with you. Carry a little bit of corn and make me a few grits. See, mine come in, his go out. Or whatever they was grinding in, well, I put my little bit in there and get hit right behind his. It didn't cost me nothing.
Yeah. You know, the first place I stayed at up here in close to Lattery, they had a little mill,
mm-hmm.
and they had a belt, and they'd hitch it onto the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them old tractors had a place for a belt.
Yeah.
It'd saw with them and run the pump and one thing and another. It'd be nice if they still done that, wouldn't it? And they'd make grits it wasn't once a week. But they had it fresh, you know.
Fresh? Yeah.
And them grits tasted different from, like you say.
So much different from this.
And the others I've eaten down here. Mm-hmm. And they eat them 3 times a day.
They made good meal, too.
Yeah.
But nothing, Mr. Myers, now, ain't like it was then.
Nothing.
Now, you know, there's lots of difference in the taste of food that's grown in Florida and food that's grown in Georgia.
Yeah.
It just tastes different. The meat they grew up there is different. Tastes different from what they bought.
Oh, yeah. Got more taste.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, they raise their own hog, they kill them, they kill their meat. Oh, some of them up there, they bring lots of meat to Florida. Bacon, shoulders, ham, things like that. My boy, he used to fish with a man from Georgia. He'd come down from Georgia and stay sometime 3 days, sometime 4, sometime a week. Well, my boy, he fished with him every day. He'd call him or write him before he'd come and tell him when he was coming and tell him he'd want him to be ready. And he paid him good. But every time he come, he'd bring him a piece of meat.
Yeah.
He'd bring him a half a middle. Sometime he'd bring him a shoulder. Sometime he'd bring him a ham. And he paid him good. He just give him that. Sometime he'd bring him a link of sausage. That long, you know, the double, you know how they, I don't know where you know or not, but they used to make the sauce and stuff it up and then they'd hang it up in the smoke out and dry. He'd bring him a big length of that. And I hated it so bad when he quit coming.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you see, that meat was good to me. He'd give it to my boy. My boy, bring it home. Well, that kept me from buying meat. for a long time whenever he would come and bring me.
Yes. And spoil you.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It makes you kind of rotten. And no, you ain't going to get it.
Yes.
Now, they do bring it from there.
I was by over there. I went over Cross Creek the other day and stopped over there, Miss Guthrie and Marvin. And I asked her if she knew Francis Presley.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She knew her. Didn't she?
She knew her. They must have had some time, then, Miss Daisy. Oh,
yes, yes.
Yes, sir. And Frances was she was a spirit, wasn't she?
Oh yes, Lord. That Frances was a woman. She was an entertainer. Now, Mary can tell you lots about Frances.
Yes, sir.
So she'd be around with him. And Frances would go back over in there sometime, giving moss or something. Of, you know, Frances could walk and she wasn't scared. When I come here, the cars was all over everything. All over the woods and all over the road, everywhere. They wasn't up. But Frances didn't care. She didn't care.
She wasn't afraid she'd step on a snake or anything.
No, she wasn't scared of snakes.
Yeah.
She didn't care nothing about them.
Now, when would they have the best times, Miss Daisy, when they were doing something around the place?
Who?
Well, I was thinking about over there, you know.
Talking about Mary's place?
Yeah.
Well?
And Francis.
They would, I guess they'd be working or doing something. Lots of time tomorrow. They would be just sitting down there talking.
Oh, would they?
Because... You see, Mary's a talker.
Yeah.
And so is Francis.
Yeah.
So they could, and it depends, but Mary ain't got no time with Francis. Francis said four words to Mary's one.
Yeah.
And she ain't gonna lie in old space.
Yeah.
If you say anything, you just got to break in. Yeah.
Well, now, with, Was Frances wasn't hard to get along with, was she?
No, sir. Not that I know of.
No.
Me and her got along just fine.
Yeah.
Everybody I know that deal with Frances, they got along just fine.
Yeah.
You see, Frances has so much to talk about and to tell on herself. Well, she didn't have a chance to bother with nobody else's business. Frances could talk all day today, all day tomorrow, and all them, but she be talking about herself.
That's it.
And things she done, what she have done, how she have worked, and how she have done different things.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be talking about what I done or somebody else done. She be talking about what she done.
Yeah.
And what she had passed.
Yeah. How she cooked.
How
she cooked and raised.
That's right. And her children. And how she gave it moss. And how her and her husband got along. And things like that. She
Joe.
Be talking about.
Joe?
Joe.
Did they get along?
Well, it must have didn't get along so good, because she quit him.
Yeah.
When he died, he wasn't at home.
Yeah.
They wouldn't care.
Yeah.
They had been separated for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, now, she would talk about that, how he had done and how he treated them, how him and her got along. Well, sometime they have an argument. Well, his mother would hear him, and then here she come. That made it that much bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, it tickled me so bad one day. Well, I didn't know what to do. She said her and Joe was into it one morning. Or sometime one day. So his mother hid. Okay. Here she comes. When she got most to the gate, she hollered to Joe and told Joe, "Hold up till I get there, and I'll take care of her." I thought that was the funniest thing. When I said, "His mom?" She said, "Yeah." So, but she didn't come in. So I was close to that store, and I went to the door. Said she pushed Joe back over there in the corner at the door. Along the door. So you better not come in. If you come in this house this morning, somebody will carry you out and you won't know it. Say you better go. I said, "Did she come in?" Said, "No." So she didn't come in.
Yeah.
And he didn't hold me. No, that's Francis.
But she was a big talker, and Miss Mary was a big talker.
Oh, yes, they could talk.
Well, it's a wonder they got along, since both of them like to talk.
Mm-hmm. But they knowed one another, so I guess they got along all right. They did when we would, three would be together.
Yeah.
They all get along all right. Yeah, I just listened to them, both of them.
Well, what did they talk about, Miss Daisy?
Well, just first one thing and then another.
Yeah.
You know, the more it's time when we three would be together, it would be when we were working something together.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they used to pick leaves back over there. Magnolia leaves. All there where Richardson Ranch, clean up to where the old store used to be over there by the road.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we picked leaves back there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we were, you see, the men go up and saw the limbs off down on the ground. Then we women, we picked the leaves off, put them in the bags. Mr. Guthrie, I think he was head of that business, picking them leaves.
Oh.
Now, that's when I would be with Francis and Mary the most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, you see, maybe me and you and Miss Martha, we'd have a pile of as big as this kitchen. So you sit here, I sit there, and she sit over there. Well, we all got our bag. We had boxes, Mr. Miles, out there. They'd bring them there for us to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Pick leaves. And I have wondered, what did they do with them magnolia leaves? Do you know?
Just send them up north there where they didn't have any.
Well, we just picked it all from the stems. It wasn't a branch, and then we picked them all off of the branch and put them in a bag.
Yeah.
And they done something with them.
Well, they're beautiful, you know.
Hmm?
They're beautiful leaves.
Yes, sir. And they made something out of them.
Yeah. Well, now, how did you get paid for that, Miss Daisy? By the day?
Well, he he peed us by the bag, and I forgot now what he did pee, but that's the way he peed us, by the bag.
And Mr. Guthrie was the...
I think he was.
He's the head of that for a while.
I think he was.
Now, but you come over here to get your leaves.
Yes. They'd come over here. We picked leaves all back there. And there was big magnolia trees back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think somebody told me since the Richardsons got it, they dug up some of them trees, but I don't think they dug up many magnolia trees. I think if they dug up and it was dead, of course they love them.
They keep the magnolias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had when I stayed over yonder in that old big house under that magnolia tree,
mm-hmm.
it come more than one man there. But one man, he come there. He looked at that old tree. He said, did you set that tree out there? I said, no, sir. I said, when I seen that tree, it was just that big. He said, now that's an old tree. It took that tree a long time to get that big. He said, I used to know a man. He could come and look at that tree and tell you to the day how old it was. I said, how he know? He say he studied that. Say he studied trees. He said if it was mine, said money wouldn't buy. I said, you just keep it to look at. He said, yeah. It'd do me more good than they would be willing to pay me for it.
Yes.
He said, that's a valuable tree, Daisy. I said, well, I wondered to myself, Mr. Marvel, what's so valuable about it? Take somebody that knows about trees and what they're good for to tell you that. I must just say, when Kate built his house. Oh, he wanted that tree. They just broke his heart when the lightning hit it and he had to cut it down. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when you all was picking them leaves, Francis and Miss Mary and all of them out there, now, they always had something to laugh about, didn't they?
All day long. All day long. You see, when Francis didn't have it going, Mary had it going. And we worked together. That was our crew.
Yeah.
Me and Francis and Mary, we'd get around the pile of leaves and take away. You see, when we were working on the farm, me and Francis worked together most of the time. Well, I guess Mary liked it to work with us after she knowed us, so we'd all sit there and talk and have a big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, they'd rather...
Sometime, I'd ask Francis. I said, Francis, did you bring any water? No. You expect me to tote water for you every day? Why didn't you bring your own water? I say, I was just teasing you. Thank you. I got me a whole jug full of water. You want to drink? No. I don't want to.
Yeah. Now, what did Miss Mary get? What did she light in about?
Well, she'd have her own water.
Yeah.
And have her lunch in her car.
Yeah.
In her truck. I believe they hauled them in a truck or a wagon. One has been so long on them, that's just how they move them things.
Yeah.
But however it was, why, she had her.
I can't quite hear. You see, I've never heard you all talking like that. I've talked to Miss Mary, but you see, times have changed, so she don't talk like she used to.
Who that?
Miss Mary, or any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't quite pick it up, hardly, how she would sort of carry on.
Who?
Miss Mary. Wait, did she tease you?
Well, she just tell funny tales, funny jokes or something like that.
Yeah.
She never.
She knew a lot of good tales.
Yes, sir. Well, that's the way she'd entertain you. She'd tell funny jokes and things.
Yeah.
I don't remember her teasing nobody.
Yeah.
About nothing.
She'd bait you.
That's
she'd
right.
Bait you.
Mm-hmm. She would just have other things to talk about.
Now, she had that little boy that she raised over there had a pet coon.
Pet coon?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
And they had a pet owl, one thing or another. Was that after your time?
Oh, I ain't know nothing about that till now.
Yeah.
I never heard it.
Yes. Well, I heard her say one time, Miss Rawlins, you know, over there at Cross Creek,
mm-hmm.
come over there to see her pet coon. And she wrote about the coon in that book of hers.
Uh-huh.
She sat there, Miss Mary said, she sat there and talked to her and Mr. Guffey and watched that coon. Now, that was after you all left up there, wasn't it?
I guess so.
You didn't know about that.
No, I wasn't over there then. I guess we were through picking leaves and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had.
But she knew good stories.
Oh, yes, she do.
I never heard her tell a
she
story.
She do.
No,
but
sir.
You know, I likes her. Oh, she's always proved so friendly to me.
Yeah.
And I never seen her mad.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Never seen her. Looked like she was mad. Dissatisfied since she been married. Since her and Mr. Guthrie married. I see the dissatisfied plenty of times before she married. When she was trying to live with her aunt.
Yeah.
Do you hear her saying thing about her? About Ms. Weeks?
Yes.
Is she still living?
Yes. And came over there and visited her. Spent her stayed a week with her.
Oh, she did?
That's what I heard her say. Aunt Nora?
Yeah.
Yes. And she said they talked day and night.
Day and night.
Just talk solid. Now, wouldn't you love to have heard some of that?
Oh, yes. Did all day and all night. I'd like to hear some of it, but I didn't want it all. It's going to take all day and all night.
All day, all night. Yes, sir.
You know, I'd like to see her.
Well, now, that's a curious thing. I've heard Miss Mary just cuss people out, and at least she says she cussed them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether she did or not.
I doubt it.
Not I've heard her talk about Aunt Nora.
Mm-hmm.
That she worked for her and raised her children, and then Aunt Nora made it hard on her.
Mm-hmm.
But now look here, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
She comes over here and visits, and mm-hmm. they just talk day and night.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, that's what her... Mr. Week dead, ain't you don't hear her say nothing about him.
No.
I don't know for sure, but seems to me like she told me he was dead. Well, I don't guess. Ms. Weeks was ever thinking about, and she would say mean things to Mary, she didn't think she'd ever come to want a visitor.
Yeah.
For a long time, she didn't visit her, didn't write her. So Miss Mary said, but now, something happened. She can come and stay a whole week. And I know Mary's just as nice to her as she can be. She always have been. But I don't see how I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I've been so mean to you and said mean things and treated you so shabby, then you having to get where you could take care of yourself. You don't have to depend on me no more. When you was dependent, it wasn't happy. Well, now since you made it pleasant for yourself with the help you got, I don't see how I would feel to go there and stay a week.
Ms. Weeks, pretty good talker?
Yes, sir, she could talk a plenty. Ms. Weeks was one of these kind that she could find out a lot. I don't know how she do it, but she could tell you lots of things you didn't know. She was kind of like Miss Flora Richardson. You know, Miss Flora knows everything.
Well, now Miss Mary don't know anything. She don't find out things.
She don't find out nothing.
Does she?
She don't want nothing.
Oh, that's it.
Well, that's curious, isn't it? How people differ like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but she don't want nothing. Well, you see, Miss Flora asked anybody what she want to know.
Yeah.
If she heard it, she'll ask you. She want to know, what do you know about it? Of course, Miss Flora have asked me things that were going on in Boardman down there, you know, to them jukes and places. Well, Daisy, you didn't tell me so-and-so happened. I said, I didn't know it.
How's J.R.?
Down there to the juke. That's Miss Flora.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't know it.
How's J.R.?
J.R.? Ain't he all right?
Is he behaving?
Who? J.R.? What's David Bessie? What ail it?
Got a good appetite?
Good appetite? Yes, sir. He got... yes, sir. He got a good appetite. I ain't seen J.R. this week.
Well, that's what I mean. That's curious, isn't it?
It
sometimes
is.
Sometimes he shows up and sometimes,
sometimes he
don't. Even for food.
I ain't seen it. But when he comes, he brings it in his own.
Yes.
He brings his food, milk, orange juice, sometimes chicken, sometimes pork chop, and be sure to have the bread to go with it. Yeah, best to cook it.
And he work while she cook it?
Most of the time, he's working while she cook. But J.R. has got to be about as slick as Bessie. She was fixing it one evening, I know. And she thought J.R. was out there cutting wood or doing something. J.R., he done walked on down to Buddy's. He stayed down there until she got it done. So that next morning, next day I went over there. I said, well, J.R. come. And she said, yeah. Said he come. And I told him to do something while I fixed his dinner. And I know anything he had done gone. I said, but you fixed it, didn't you? Said, yes, I fixed it. I thought he'd be back directly. But it's almost cold when he come back. I said, J.R. said that he's going to eat the night but not week.
He caught on to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, your friend visits you now?
Oh.
Is he, you know...
No, Mr. Myers. He don't hardly notice me now. You know what happened? I used to leave a tub of water out there.
Yes.
Where he could get in it and wash. And he just mess up around it. So I quit leaving him in the water. Where I could get to, you know, he come out two or three times. Look at that tub. He see he can't get in it. He go home. He used to stay over there under that tree all the biggest portion of the day. He don't do it no more.
Well, I'll declare.
Since he don't get no water to play in, he don't visit me. He may come over there and look a little while and he goes home.
Yeah, what about that?
What also, about now, that? Ain't that something?
Ain't that something? Now, that's something Francis Presley would love to
that's
hear about.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, he think I mistreated him.
He's,
I hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When I give it up that tub of water.
You let him down.
Well, there's lots of folks ain't got that much sense. They don't know.
That's right. That's right.
That's true.
I guess if I sat too long.
Well, he doesn't speak to us as much as he did.
He do? I guess he mad at y'all, too.
Guy always honks, you know, because he usually waits for him. To,
Well, I guess I better get back.
Well, we'll... Now, that's the kind of stories y'all could tell when you was picking leaves.
What?
About Napoleon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we didn't have him then.
You know, this cool wind, weather, just makes a difference in how you feel so much.
Yes, sir.
And that's it.
Yes, sir.
Frances Presley, she wasn't a midwife up there when you knew her.
Oh, she was a midwife when I first met her.
From the very start.
Yes, sir. She was a midwife then. And I know her. So she was until she got disabled.
Yeah.
To do it. I know the nurse come out to my house to see Doris with one of her children, and she was talking about Francis. She said, we had to give Francis up. So, but we all hate it so bad. Because Francis was so good. Said, but she's got feeble now. She's not able to work. Said, but we ain't gonna throw her away. That was one of the nurses from the bowl.
Oh. Well, she had to be away from home, right, smart?
Oh, yeah. She'd have to be away from home lots.
That's a sort of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't, she'd have to go and stay?
She would go and stay until her time was out, till everything was over. And then the next thing she'd do, she'd come back as and forth to see about the patient.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She'd come near about every morning.
Yeah.
For some time. And she had to walk. She walked from where she was.
Yeah. And they were glad to see her coming.
Oh, yes. Everybody thought well of France.
Love to hear one of Miss Mary's stories. I wonder if I asked her, wonder if she could think of some of them stories she used to tell.
What her and Francis used to talk about?
Yes.
Oh yes, she could think of something. Mary don't forget things.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be nice. And Mr. Guthrie. Now, he done a right smart of things. He trapped, in the winter time,
He did.
Yes, and...
I guess he did, because I know once or twice Mary brought me a coon he had caught.
Yeah.
Well, did he sell the hides or what?
To Mr. Weaver.
Mm-hmm. I know the coon would be already skinned.
Yes.
And she ran.
Yes. Yeah. He did that that was long in the '30s when money was hard to get, I think, when he did that. And then he bought a Model T.
Well, do she have cars now, Mr.
Mark? Oh, yes. She got all them old woods cows, just like he used to have, same cows. I don't know them, you see. I never see them. They're out in the woods. She got a few around the house, but I never pay much attention to them. That old bony woods cow.
I know he used to have quite a bunch of cows.
Yeah.
They was out in the woods. But just to look at them, it didn't look like nobody paid them much attention.
Yeah.
It didn't look like they had the care that they should have. But that's been a long time ago.
Well, now, Miss Mary said that he butchered for people. A lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you never got meat from him?
Mm-mm. No, sir. I ain't never.
Yeah. Well, it's been a nice visit. We missed your visit last Tuesday.
I think it's about scheduled back. You see when they first come. Oh, it's every day. Every day.
Yeah, that makes it hard on you. You don't get your work done, do you?
I'm telling you.
They just had lots to do after being away so long.
You know. Kind of clean up the house and dust and just had work.
I want you to think of some of those stories that Francis and Miss Mary used to tell. I want to hear them. I think they're better talk then than they used to have than we have now.
Oh, it's been so long you have to ask Mary to think them of.
I don't see her much, you see. I see her last week, but she it may be a month before I go that way again.
Mm-hmm. But the talk was just better then, I think. Because
I think so.
We have good talk, but we don't do this much.
No,
we don't laugh as much as they did.
Well, do you go over there? Is somebody to say over there to Cross Creek or somewhere sells fish?
Yeah.
Do you ever go around his place?
Go by there.
By his plan. I want some fish, but I don't want many, and I don't want any kind.
Yeah.
So I can't trust my son-in-law.
Yeah.